Hello, welcome. So, feeling called again to my favourite little spot here under the, I'm going to call it Mount Sirius, Pyramid Mountain. And on the eclipse day, it's been a very beautiful, restful day. And there are so many themes that are alive and rushing, flowing like the water that's been so present today. So, I just want to start by saying this morning, I found myself in the ruins of a Moorish castle near here, and with a dear friend. And what we were commenting on was that, and just on the way down here, I'm walking down this footpath, this little Camino, and there's an acequia running beside me all the way, water channels. And these are the water channels that were introduced to the region I'm in by the Moors when they lived here. And so I'm walking to this little point, my favorite point, with a rushing sound of running water. And this running water that nourishes the landscape, that means everything here grows and gets to be green, even though it's hot and dry in this part of the world. And this system was brought in by the Moors when they were here. And this morning I, found myself called to the Moorish castle in the neighboring village. And we were remarking on how it seemed to me that when my friend and I were being guided in our travels to sacred points within the landscape and following and finding these energy hubs, there are lines and there are hubs, and we would be always drawn to the hubs of energy in the landscape. And a sacred hub would emanate radiance, would emanate and radiate the quality, the particular quality of the note it was holding in the landscape. And long before we arrived somewhere, we'd start to feel it. We'd start to pick up on what were the energies we were connecting in with. And when we were traveling through Spain, especially, in southern Spain, we'd start feeling these resonances. We'd start noticing what the notes were that we were picking up on. And then sure enough, we'd find our way to the hub of the landscape. And more often than not, there would be a Moorish something there, and quite often a Moorish castle. And when we were listening to the tours, quite often people would be talking about how the Moorish castles were strategically the strategic benefits of the castle being where it was, the military benefits of the castle being where it was. And it amazed me that not only could the castle have been in the perfect place to defend itself strategically from a military point of view, but it was also on this sacred energy hub, a note where the landscape was really singing the song of, shall we say, God. And what my friend Jeeva Ram, what she picked up on all this time ago, was that she said, well, you know, the different areas of their life were in harmony with each other. There was no sense of separation like we experience today. She said there's no reason why the right place for them to have been didn't support the farming, the agriculture, the everyday, the military requirements that they needed in order to defend their way of life from those who would attack them for it, and this divine spirituality that was in alignment with their practices, their faith, and their belief. And this eclipse, there is a beautiful opening in the portal, a portal within our human blueprints, a gateway to source consciousness opens at yet another dimension of the self, and a dimension that supports our earthly worlds dissolving their sense of separation, of separation from oneness, separation from wholeness. And we are catalyzing at this time a process which will see us through and see us supported in dissolving those areas of our worldly and earthly activities which we feel are dissonant or out of alignment to the truth of our spirituality, to the truth and the needs of our body. And it's like the needs of our body and the needs of our spirituality can come together. When I say spirituality, I'm not overly fond of that word. But I'm pointing to our soul's truth, living the life we know is really for us, and allowing ourselves to be authentically, joyfully, fully, enjoyably, more of who we really feel we are. Allow more of what's really right for us to enter our earthly activities, our worldly choices. How we interact with our earth, how we take her resources, how they move through us, the little processes of what we consume. And changing, you know, we're going to be supported to change a lot of our patterns and habits in coming years. But the sense I have today and the message I've been picking up is that it's not about so much saving the planet as relaxing into a more natural, what feels more natural to us. So rather than feeling like we need to stress and strain and struggle and effort to have our needs met, relaxing into what feels more right for us and having the being supported to have more and more of the experience of feeling supported in this. Pathways opening. I call the golden pathways opening to support us in this. So there is the words that came this morning were, the future starts here. Hold the resonance today and in the coming days while we bathe in the eclipse energies. Hold the resonance that reflects the future you're seeding in this moment, the future you'd like to find yourself in. Hold this resonance today. Turn away from the histories in the past. Turn away from the stories, might be more accurate. Face the creative futures and allow, rather than, you know, worrying, what do I want? I don't know what I want. How do I know what I want? Trusting that when we come into alignment, when we bring our attention into our heart and center, when we bring our awareness into our body and we open to that feeling of peace, a moment of silence, a moment of connectedness, whatever way we choose to do that in our day. Sometimes it's as simple as stopping to breathe in the middle of the rush of our activities. But whenever we do that, we're coming into alignment, truer alignment with ourselves. And in that alignment, our deepest desires of our heart are resonant. They're there. They're known. The innate intelligence we are knows these, holds these. And it's not for the mind to struggle to find out, oh my gosh, what's my soul purpose? What's my deepest desire? What should I be manifesting? What do I want to create? It's all in us. When we allow ourselves to hold that resonance of being centered, we're much more able to touch those resonances, the higher resonances that lift our frequency. So raising our frequency isn't always about struggling to think of the light and be the light in case we're not really feeling the light. Yes, that helps. But if we're not feeling it, owning how we're really feeling in the moment actually opens us to a higher vibrational resonance. We don't have to fear how we're feeling if we're not feeling light. That's not necessary. When we're owning how we're really feeling, maybe that's sleepy, maybe it's whatever it is. Somewhere in there, in the moment, in that beingness, somewhere in there, even if we can't feel it or touch it, there can be that resonance of, I am grateful for this moment. Or I celebrate this moment, or I am at peace in this moment. And that, just touching that resonance, just asking if perhaps, are we? Even if the answer is, I don't know, or no, not really. Asking does so much to align us with our true, I'd like to say soul harmonics there, to really super simplify something fun and complex, but it puts us in touch with our soul and it puts us in touch with what lifts us And it helps us relax into a future that's already wanting to create itself through us. As the more we get out the way of empowering our fears that it can't happen, and the more we open to the possibility that maybe what's for us is, you know, already resonant in our fields, already part of the future we're creating. And we drop out of trying and into I already am. That's the invitation for the day. So a little meditation, I think, a very short guided alignment to support that. And we're just channeling that in a moment. So we'll see how this comes through. But if you've got 5 minutes, I think, just either hit pause now or make yourself comfortable, or we'll just go straight into it. Okay, so taking a moment to find yourself fully present in the physical space of your environment, allowing the body to feel its weight on whatever it's resting on, allowing the feet to feel the contact with the floor. As the eyes close, allowing awareness to notice, be aware of the space you're in, whatever it is. And see if for a moment you can let go of any judgments you might have about this space. And acknowledge that perhaps in this moment, where you are right now, is perfect. Now, as you say this, this might bring up lots of arguments. Well, no, it's not, and this is why not, and let those come. If they're there, let them be there. It's nice when they show themselves. You get to see what you're really thinking. And letting go of the environment now. Those thoughts that you maybe just saw. The judgments that perhaps showed themselves or didn't. Bringing attention to, making the intention, not worrying about whether it works or not, what should you be experiencing, what should you be noticing, doesn't matter. Just silently making the statement, I bring my attention to my heart and center now, and turn inwards. Taking a breath. Opening to notice the fluid movement of that breath as a physical sensation in the body. Perhaps opening to notice that movement beyond the action of air entering the lungs. Perhaps there's a movement that continues up beyond the lungs, down beyond the belly, even to the feet. Lift and drop, rise and fall. Just open to notice what you feel physically with that movement. And perhaps that movement, perhaps it describes a shape. Doesn't matter what shape, if you can see it or not, if you have a sense of it or not. Just that with movement, movement makes a shape. And perhaps in that shape, there's a center. Every shape can have a center it wants. Opening to the possibility there's a center in the shape of the movement of the breath without knowing what that is. Making the intention to be in that center. For a moment, for no reason. To notice the movement of the breath from this still point in the center. Nothing to do here, just noticing is happening. Opening to notice the physical sensations in the whole body, not needing to name them, understand them, just noticing that they're there. And giving the instruction now as we travel down in awareness from the top of our head, just above the top of our head, slowly down the body, whispering that statement, just relax, an invitation, not a demand, just relax. To the head, neck, shoulders, torso, hands. Buttocks, thighs, knees, feet, as though everything we were holding onto is draining down out of us into the earth. And with the next breath, there's a breath rising up through the soles of our feet, gently finding its way through the body to wherever it's for, bringing with it those earth energies, that love from Mother Gaia. Whatever's for us. Doesn't matter if we don't feel it. We're always breathing with her, one way or another. Just an invitation to relax into that breath. Relax into her arms and relax into our bodies just for a moment, for no reason. And being with the silence. Okay. So just a little moment there to be with, to be. And it feels like there's a message now from the mountain. Ooh, okay. So before this transmission comes through, the invitation is to keep awareness in your heart and center. Make that invocation that only what's for me lands with me. I allow only that which is safe, unconditionally loving, in integrity and appropriate for me now. Okay. So it feels like there are words. Mm-hmm. And let's gonna move the camera back to the mountain so you can be with her while she speaks. There we go. All right. No, that doesn't work. I need it here. For some reason. It's bigger. All right. Okay, because it's a transmission. All right. So opening to notice how you feel in the body while the transmission comes through. Beloveds, thank you for being, for listening. It is listening we wish to invite you into. Listening to yourselves, your hearts, your breath, and your bodies. The sensitive, Multisensory. Wonderfully diverse, incredibly alive, vibrant, and vital. Sensory nodules you all are within the earth, constantly receiving, interacting, engaging, and responding to the transmissions, the emanations, the radiations, the frequencies in the landscapes you move through, for you are interconnected life and you move through a landscape of frequencies, carrying with them information that connects you to your physical landscape, your spiritual landscape. You are mellifluous, made of many notes, and the song of each of you is being sung now in the field of your body consciousness. The song of who you truly are is alive, is a light. Can you imagine how beautiful this appears to us? It is like the like the arrangement of a musical note, if that musical note was at once a shape, a color, a light, and an arrangement of sounds, each of you are this. And this arrangement you are, your divine signature frequencies are a light and singing in your bodies. This is the update, if you like, the activation, you might say, that's supported now on this eclipse portal window from the lunar to the solar. Your earthly song is being sung, who you are as an earthly being, practical, functional, physical, active, resonant with the presence of your true nature. That is what is supported on this day, at this time. Thank you for being with us. We invite you to relax into yourselves. You are the notes that's being sung, and you are changing reality by allowing your notes to be sung in the song of creation. What does this mean? What should you do? How can you be with it? Relax, please, beloved, relax. Feel yourselves. Know your truth. Trust your instincts, your body instincts, and your soul intuition are losing their distance from each other, coming closer together. Now, what that means for each of you is vast and complex. It means a calling home of all those stories of body instincts and soul intuition arguing with each other. What you should do in the earth and what you'd like to do in your heart being different things. This coming home, it's a process. Of course, it's a process. You are being supported in it now, more than ever before. So, as we said this morning to our channel, the future starts here. Thank you. Thank you for changing reality by being the truth of who you are. Thank you. In reverence, your beloved star councils. We are many speaking here now. Many, many. Many indeed. Thank you. So I'm feeling a real peace and a reverence, a real sense of reverence coming from the guides who are, I'm connecting with, who are bringing this through, and the sense that there are so many different groups that they're not naming themselves from any one direction here. So, wow. Thank you. So just bowing in thanks, really, feeling to really bow in thanks to those who've gathered and, yeah, wow. Blessed us with quite a short and simple, but what feels like quite a deep message of peace and encouragement. So happy, oh, hello. Hello, John. Thank you. And to you, love. And to you. Happy eclipse, everybody. And I hope you are having a beautiful experience of this day. So before I go, I'm just going to check if there's anything else. Nope. I think that's it for now, loves. So much love. See you soon. Oh, I should say, shouldn't I? Yes, okay. So there's an online group every month where for channeling in a held shared space where, the guides will open with a channeled meditation, a channeled message, and we'll open to questions and answers back and forth between the guides. If you feel you'd like to join with that, if that feels exciting for you or something you'd like to explore, then find me on the website. That's infinityresonance.com. Same thing as we're meeting for fortnightly meditations. So if you like that meditation part and you'd quite like to slow that right down, spend more time with it, go a little deeper. Every other Tuesday night at the moment, there's a fortnightly meditation, which is a really special place to sit with you in. Same thing. There we go. Bye, and lots of love.